Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If you want to be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch, like they did in the old days. It wasn't so long ago. Oh, and I wish you well. Oh, sign your pen pals.
Signed your mother effing pen pals. Folks, Conan has personally requested us to cut back on the cursing. He messaged and said, guys, it's just too filthy.
He was angry about it.
He said, this show is filth.
I think he used the word bag of goods. You guys sold me a bag of goods.
And I was like, what else should be in the bag?
Isn't that better than a bag of bads? Yeah.
Thank you.
Who wants a bag of bads?
Hashtag bag of bads.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Shanley, you spell that however you want. Dealer's choice.
He'll throw an H in there. A bag of bags.
The Shan Roar. Man.
We had fun.
Yeah, guy.
We had fun on Conan's show.
We had fun on Conan's. Mm-hmm. If you haven't checked it out, Daniel and I were voted best guest on a podcast in the year 2021. And it was
early
on Conan's. And we just did it. Came out a week ago. Came out last Thursday, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Last Thursday, so go check that out. We do a short letter about sleep, not really sleep deprivation, but sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you know, we just shot the shit with America's Conan.
Little bit of news before we go to a wonderful episode that I want
to
tell
everybody. Let's go to the news!
That I want to tell everybody about is, for people who might be new to our show, it is our third year of doing this, and I mean someone else doing it. We have a calendar.
Calendar. I knew you were going to. I love how you said that.
I can't help it.
We don't do this.
No.
If you're a new listener to this show, just know that we have such a wonderful, beautiful,
community.
Hardworking, friendly, empathetic community of just good people. That's that's who we want listening to the show and participating in the show. And some of them dig deep and just decide to make stuff,
right?
And send it to us. And one of those things that gets made is actually something you can purchase.
Yeah, you can have it.
Daniel, take it away.
Somebody made it. We don't make anything off of it other than just we're made happy by it. Here's a little quick letter. Dear Daniel and Rory, congratulations on the big announcements. To add to the celebration, so that's how up to date we are. This is from like June.
Yep.
Here's the link to the new Pen Pals calendar. In light of the changes ahead for Pen Pals, this will be the last volume. So
last
we'll find
volume, yes, volume 3.
It's a great way. It was our birthday. It could cap everything off. Send us into a new world. Thank you for the verbal gems that inspired me to pause and scribble and timestamp during my workday. I wish you well, Diana. So we do have a couple of the calendars. We got them. I'm going to start posting every month. At the beginning
They're
of the
great.
Month, I will post that month's picture and quote. They made me laugh so hard when I read them. Yours made me laugh the most. I don't want to give away the bit. I imagine Shanley, that's our keeper of the gate, or maybe even an Emily Cox, will put the link. We'll give it to them, and they'll put it up on the Facebook. But you know what? Maybe. No, yeah, we'll put it up there. We'll put it up there. That'll be great.
Honestly, it's probably already there.
We have a Patreon. Someday we'll explain a lot more of that to you new people. You can go find it if you want. But in the past, we've only put it up there. But I feel like it's the last one that's going to happen. Give everybody a shot at it, right?
Yeah.
Have more fun.
Get everyone involved.
Yeah. All right. I'm on tour. I'm on the road right now. We are doing this remotely because we love you enough to make sure that it happens no matter where we are. You can see me at a couple dates left, like Cincinnati and Cleveland and Nashville and Louisville. Go to danielvankirk.com. But I think that's kind of my biz.
All I got is everybody remember this sound?
Ooh.
Not even going to say what it is. That's just for the people who are like, I think I know what that is.
Will you, if people make guesses after this episode drops, will you the next day reveal?
Yep. Hit us up on our Twitter or on Instagram. Okay, folks, our guest today, ladies and gentlemen,
your new pen pal.
We are honored. We're in shock. We're in shock. He was driving by. This wasn't even booked. He was driving by. We go, do you want to pop in and join us and read some letters from our pennies and pallors? And he said, nothing would make me happier.
Okay.
Nothing would make me happier. He is the host, the creator, the soul that is, the Honeydew podcast. And, his name is Ryan Sickler. He has been a jewel to me since day one. Always so nice, always so funny. I've been on his storytelling podcast, The Crab Feast, and I've never even had a good story to tell. And yet he's had me on it 3 times and has had to slowly learn.
You haven't done
the honeydew yet? I'm not a good guest. Okay. He knows I'm not.
Shut up. Well, when you're ready to talk about your dad with me and my dad,
there you
go. Let me know when you want to come on the honeydew.
I'm ready.
Also, I believe you say you didn't have great stories, but did you not build a closer out of one of the stories you had?
Underpants. This is a sequel to me going, oh yeah.
See?
You and Jay were talking about, we were talking about shitting our pants, and I had forgotten that I had done that. And in real time, while they're talking, my brain is like cramping, having this meltdown. I was like, guys.
And then,
your least favorite moment is?
Hold on. Not only does he forget that he shit his pants, the most important part of all that is that he forgot also that his fucking initials or name was in his underwear that he balled up and threw in his
Rory.
Rory. That was the part that was most forgettable.
Your name.
I couldn't believe it. It almost was like I was remembering another life. As they're talking, I was like, guys, I've done something and it's not okay. I've done something wrong.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, great story.
I'm glad that you're finally a pen pal.
Thank you.
It's kind of a tradition for me and you because you were the second guest on Dumb People Town. Mm-hmm. I was the first guest on Honeydew. And now you are our second guest on Pen Pals with Team Coco.
Well, we could even make it even more. I was technically the first guest on Honeydew because I had Josh interview me
to establish the show, which would then technically
put you at 2, which keeps it lined right up nicely,
I like that.
Actually.
2-2-2.
I know.
On the twos.
So you know here, you are now a pen pal. People have written us letters. It. You're going to join in and talk to us about them. Before we do that, though, you have a tour.
I do.
When does it start?
September 16th in Phoenix. It's the Night Pants Nation Tour.
That's the title of it.
But listen, this is a gratitude tour.
Who
for real.
Knew that we would get into comedy? And we could each say, but you'd become a huge purveyor of pajama pants in an effort to tell jokes.
Sold out the pattern and they had to start using different colors. That's how many people out there bought night pants. I can't even get over it. So this is a grateful tour, okay? I sat in a room, much like you guys are doing, over a pandemic, and while people were dying and losing their jobs and money and families and homes, these people supported the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
And we built a small little army. Them. And I supported them.
You know how many people have hit me up from my episodes or just I've even seen in years where like, hey, I got into therapy. I started talking to people.
I can't even.
I realized that there's a way to understand what happened to me and be able to move on from it, that I'm not defined by that thing, because they hear so many people come on the Honeydew and say like, yeah, and now I do this, but that's what happened to me back then.
Yeah.
That you've also supported them.
Yeah.
Well.
So I want to go out there and meet them and see everybody and just say thank you and tore it up. So that's what we're going to do.
I love that.
go to RyanSickler.com. I'm in Phoenix, September 16th to 18th. I'm in Indy, September 3rd through the October 2nd. I'm headlining the Brea Improv in October. I'm doing La Jolla. I'll be in Vancouver. I'll be in Baltimore. I'll be in Arlington. Right, everywhere.
We get it. You're
everywhere.
Very successful. Everywhere. We get it.
I'm coming. We've just been waiting a year and a half to fucking come.
Okay.
So, yeah, go check that out. Subscribe to The Honeydew, where I basically laugh in people's faces about the worst moments
so
of their life.
They.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, of course. And so does right. everybody. So
except
does
for Jeremiah. Therapy. Not a lot of.
That's my crier. That's the one. That's my crier. We knew we were going to have one.
I thought it would be Jam.
Jeremiah really.
When I got ran over by them Kardashians.
We had to stop the episode.
Yeah. For and Jeremiah?
Yeah. It's the only one we've ever had to stop. Ash brought tissue.
Just take a break.
Into the shit. And I was like, you know. And what I love about comedians is at his lowest, when he is sobbing. You know, and he is snotting, and I was like, this is in the middle of the fucking pandemic. I'm like, if I'm getting it, this is where I'm getting right. it right now.
Right. From this guy. Dude.
Sobbing uncontrollably, snotting everywhere, and he looks right in the camera and he goes, "You're watching The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler."
And I was like, oh, that's why I love comics. I was like, give me that promo, bro.
And that was the promo. And then he walked down the stairs. He was still crying.
God,
I was like,
that's
you should
so
see
great.
Somebody about that, dude. Like, it tapped.
You're working through right now. You're working through. These are your reps. Get your reps in.
Love you, Jeremiah.
Thank you.
Well, so we're grateful to have you. We've cried on this show. We've had people.
We go places.
Oh my God, man!
We dig deep.
Yeah, we've had. We've
we
had
never
people.
Know we're gonna get. We got for these sure. letters, and we see what happens.
Should we go?
It's your podcast. We just talk about it. And how about we now go to the letters?
That was game show version.
Yeah.
You've done rock and roll, well, but that was like...
I submit VO for all kinds of work.
how great would it be? If
those game shows that are still around that announce like that, you should crush.
Also, then I ask you, like, do you mind submitting a VO to see if you're the game show voice guy? A thing you're not at all looking to do with your life. Like, I guess I'll submit a tape.
Here's what they're going to win.
Where's my skinny metallic microphone?
Remember that one?
Yeah,
the whole
one.
The whole like this one.
Rory, you didn't you sort of not believe that it was a microphone? Yeah. You're like, that's not what a is microphone. That? That's not. Wires don't fit in that.
Are you ready?
Folks, here we go. This one is, I like this one because I heavily relate to this.
Okay.
The subject line.
Are you going? You're going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
You do it? Okay.
The subject line is sleeping in the same bed as your partner is for the birds. Okay. Hi, the two of you. I'll take that.
That's fair.
That's fair. My husband and I have been sleeping in different rooms for the past 4 years, and it has been, all caps, amazing. We started dating when I was 19 and moved in a year later. I'm now 37 and he's 39. 4 years ago, our very old dog went blind, a little deaf, and was on his last lovable leg at the same time I found out I was pregnant. My husband started sleeping on the couch, his idea, because our dog needed constant bathroom trips and I wasn't sleeping great due to being pregnant. 4 years later, we're down one dog, up 1 3-year-old, and bought a new, more comfortable couch where my husband continues to sleep. I feel like we really just passed through the death of the dog there very
right
quickly.
That.
He likes falling asleep with the TV on and a fan in his face at full force. I like a dark room with a soothing sound machine and am a very light sleeper. Prior to this sleeping arrangement, our relationship was still pretty good, but holy hell, it is insane how well we get along when we're both well rested. I can't remember the last time either of us were even a little snarky to each other in the past 4 years. Also, wicked awesome bonus that, as I like to lovingly tell my husband, we get to hit it and quit it, which I realize sounds douchey on paper, but it's nothing but smiles all around after you get to sneak into your partner's sleeping quarters, fool around, and go back to your bed / couch. The couch part does sound sad. Go back to your couch and fall asleep like a kitten on a cloud. I'd like to point out the only downside is that about once a month I still ask my husband if he's okay sleeping on the couch, and he constantly has to reassure me he enjoys this arrangement as much as I do. Before we started this, we affectionately referred to each other as Bert and Ernie because we had tossed the idea of getting two twin beds. We currently live in a 2-bed, 1-bath home. The dream is to move to a 3-bedroom house so we can each have our own room any social norms where you've said, screw it, I'm going to do what works for me, and you are better off for it. Hope you're both having a great summer. Allison from Massachusetts. Okay. I directly relate to this right now, currently in my life, because we have since April, this little 9-pound miniature poodle.
Obsessed with you.
We get in bed. The bed's too high for him to jump into. And he goes to my side and starts to cry and stares at me because he knows that I'm easily broken. Yeah. I'm a sucker. And I'm like, come here. You're my best friend. And he's very small, but he still takes over the bed. You still get very cautious that you're going to break his body because he's so small. And I'm a light sleeper. So we've kind of like adjusted. My wife sleeps in this other bed. Sometimes I'll sleep in the other bed. But us
because
sleeping
of the
in
dog?
Different... Because of the dog. But I will say... Our discovery of this is that it is actually amazing. This whole sleeping in the same bed thing, I don't think it actually makes any sense at all. I'm very much into...
Well, you know what makes
sense?
You're
sleeping. No. You're fucking... If you want to cuddle, cuddle. But when you're ready to sleep, you got to get in your own
space.
But
you know what makes sense?
What?
And I'm sure we'll come back to this or I'll elaborate on it at some point. What makes sense is whatever... What works for you and your partner is what works for you and your partner.
Yes.
So if you are a person who likes to sleep individually and your partner likes sleeping individually and you guys have a great, connected, healthy, loving relationship, then that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
If you're a person who needs to have someone next to you all night and your partner somebody who needs to have someone next to night and that's how you guys sleep and you have a great, loving, healthy relationship, then that's what you guys need to do. But this idea, I feel like our generation is kind of the end of or the first people to start figuring this out that like, oh, school, especially college, may not be for everybody, right? Yeah. And so we're like,
and also like colleges don't want most people to come there,
right?
They're like, no, yeah, don't come here.
Like I know you and I know me for being a student. Like my learning was not meant to be sitting at a desk for 6 hours and being talked to. Like I just don't learn that way.
Right.
But that's the way it's supposed to be. And I think that we have so much of that in relationships where people are like, well, this is you guys now have to get married or you have to sleep in the same bed together. Like, but what if that doesn't work for us? Like these people have found and what she's feeling, I think, to like project a little bit maybe, is she's feeling the social norm where she says, is there something wrong with this that we don't sleep in the same bed? And she needs him to reassure like, no, this works for me. This works for you. This is great.
There's that. Or she also feels bad that she gets the bed and he's out on the couch. And I bet she's like, he's just being fucking nice. Being like, nah.
Yeah, but they're going to get a 3-bedroom.
He's like, no, I'd rather listen to anything else but you. You know, anything on TV.
But have you guys ever,
anything else?
Have you ever had,
babe, you snore? And I've never had the courage to tell you that.
But have you ever had the deal where
you
go to sleep differently than your person you're currently dating?
Look,
whatever.
I was going to say
stressful.
I've batted zero in any successful relationship I've ever been in. Okay.
Well, it was successful for a time.
For a time, but not long term.
Yeah, but even if you had been with that person for 47 years, and they one day you come home and the house is empty. That you'd be like, well, this didn't work out. But you'd have run.
I would not say it didn't work out after 47 years. Well, somebody dies. It worked out right up until it was a wrap.
Well, you're like, you know, it worked out a little too
well. I'm just saying, listen, I haven't gotten past like 2.5. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is I agree with you, both of you. Whatever the fuck works and keeps you happy. Because if sleeping in a bed is going to be the thing that starts to irritate you and drive you apart, then fuck it. I go on the road.
Yeah.
To get sleep. By the way, RyanSickler.com. Come see me out there on the Night Pants Nation tour. But I go on the road to sleep. I wouldn't take my wife with me.
Right.
Because I need her to sleep in a bed next to me. You don't do it on business trips. Right. You don't do it on anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe vacation is the place where, you know, you do that. You know what I mean? Like, let's just do something a little fun and different where we actually do sleep.
Yeah,
because
I doubt they're
together.
Getting two
maybe
hotel rooms.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Maybe ain't.
Vacation.
It's on the table.
Try it a little.
Just try it.
Try a little.
You could flip everything. Be like, let's, you know, we sleep together on your birthday or Christmas or some bullshit.
Remember when you found out, I don't know if you had this with your grandparents, but my grandparents did sleep in separate rooms. And I remember as a kid was always just like, oh, are they mad at each other?
Right.
So sometimes they would sleep in the same bed and sometimes they would sleep in different beds. And now that I'm much older and am married with someone who I've been in the same bed with for so long, I'm like, oh, I fucking get it. You're just like, yeah, I love you, but I'm trying to spread out. I'm trying to take... How many couples do you know have the like, hey, you took all the covers again? Or, hey, you moved around a lot.
Wear that fucking Darth Vader mask and I can't sleep. And I know you're sleeping great, but I'm up all night while you fucking wreck your teeth.
Yes.
So I'm going to go down on the couch.
Wreck your teeth.
You know?
That thing is jamming right into your front, too.
But some people would say, like, well, what about, Rory, if you and your wife sleep in separate beds? Like, what about the night when you don't want to sleep alone? To which I would go, then you tell your partner.
Yeah, I don't want
to
sleep alone. Yeah. And we go back and forth. I mean, we're not just always separate. It's still so new to us that we also do this. We keep kind of checking in.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, well, where do you want to sleep tonight? Do you want to sleep in the bed? It's so funny that this all sort of sparked because of the dog. But the dog really just takes over the bed. Mm-hmm. And if only one of us is in bed, you're like, well, this kind of works out. You can still spread out. There's just a tiny dog. But if it's two of us and the dog, it's like, well, now there's no space. I also am a light sleeper. I roll around a lot. So I live with this guilt that someone else isn't getting great sleep.
Now you don't have that guilt.
Exactly.
So you sleep better.
What's the difference if you say, hey, babe, I'm going to bed, and you go to bed at 9:30, but she doesn't come to bed till midnight. 2.5 hours, you've been in there by yourself. Mm-hmm. What the fucking difference? You're asleep. You don't.
Yeah.
You okay, would never let me ask you, know.
Okay, so hold on. So let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
Do you need to sit next to the person you go to the movie theater with?
Now, what are we talking about?
Next here? To or seat in between?
I'm just saying, even that. But
the same
still
row.
You
proximity?
Know what?
Yes.
Why?
I just have never. I don't know.
I'm going to go to the back. You go up. Sit as far in front as you want. We're watching the same fucking movie.
You know what? Great fucking point, because I'm this way.
How many people are like, we got to sit together? We got
to
sit together.
I go to concerts with friends back in the day, and my one friend, she would like, I'm going right up front. And I'm like,
no, ma'am.
I'm back here on the wall.
No, ma'am. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we would go together. She'd split.
She'd have her experience.
I'll never forget seeing Tom Petty at the Fillmore. I'm in the back smoking weed with everybody in the back, mm-hmm. and she's up there in the front. I was like, oh my God, I'm right up there with Tom Petty. I was like, that's fucking great. I'm back there and saw it.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. And then after we get back together,
wasn't
and
that go a great a show?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know why I would do that. I don't know why.
But here's what I don't understand. I actually...
Wait, can we just do this? Go to the movies with somebody next time.
And don't even sit there, the same...
Sit in the back.
I'm front row.
Nah, front row all the guys.
Because I know people...
If you ever go to a movie and your friend is like, ooh. I know, I sit in the front row, you go... What? We don't have anything.
I would say
there's nothing here.
I would say...
We have nothing here. You are
insane.
You're a psycho.
You're insane.
You hate your neck, animals.
You hurt pets. And you like looking around a screen. You're up at that fucking movie screen like it's a goddamn aquarium.
Yeah.
You're fucking all over
you're
the place.
You're crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
You actually want to miss most of the beauty of this shot.
Right. Right.
You don't want to see it all.
No.
You want up and down.
A lot of it. And left to right
if
even.
If that character's not in the middle of the frame, you miss it.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I'm back here. Row J. Just eyes.
Row
That's all
J.
I got.
Can't even see this dude sneaking up over here because my peripheral's not good. No, fucking 80-foot wide screen.
I think it makes sense to always walk in and sit next to each other.
It does. It feels, but you don't need to because you're.
Yeah, but why
wouldn't
you?
I'll tell you why.
You're going to do it together.
We're conditioned to buy seats that are numbered at venues like sporting and theater and things like that. So I feel like with a movie theater, you're probably so conditioned to sitting with who you go with that you just do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But if we came in, like I'm a dead center of the seating area, center row guy.
I'm on the end of the
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
And now is that because you're like, when the shit goes down, I'm gone.
I'm out.
For you. That makes me feel so much better about myself.
But Ryan, if I need any of that,
you and I are close enough that if I was like, let's go.
I could lean down and high five.
You run down halfway through.
I'm all right with that.
We're watching Days of Thunder.
I have to get up a lot. I have a kid. You know, we got to go do shit. So I don't want to be in the middle.
But I'm saying we are close enough to where I'd be like, hey, I'm going to get my seat. Like, I'll be on the end. And then we'll just talk about the movie. Would you care? I wouldn't care.
No.
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 I like, you see cold air?
You wouldn't care.
I thought they were going to get his ass in turn three.
I told you, DB got me, yo. You owe me 20. That is how I want to go to the movies from now on.
Do you see? It's simple, Simpson. Do you see that? Like, everyone
did
saw it.
You see that? Meanwhile,
everybody but this guy.
No, Rory's in the front row.
What was it? Was it on the east or west? Was it on the east or west of the screen?
I missed it. I looked left. I missed it.
I'm north, south only. I can't
That's
go
all
east,
I can
west.
See, guys.
Rory turns around.
Will you two shut the fuck up? Sit together. Sit together.
You're not supposed to talk anyway.
No one else in the theater getting involved in this argument.
These guys are too rambunctious.
Oh,
they're
up
to
something.
That would be great. How many concerts have you ever gone to completely by yourself?
One. A lot.
Is that not the best way to go to a concert?
And sporting events. Yes. I have, yeah. Yeah.
Well, because you went
actually.
With Andrew, and you know what the first thing you told me after that Fish concert? I don't know if Andrew had a good time.
I don't think he did have fun.
But my point is that if you had just gone by yourself, that wouldn't even have been in your fucking brain.
It was sort of in my brain. You know, if he and I were like closer, I think I would have been like, hey, do you like
Andrew
that? I would have felt bad that I was wasting his time.
Together Again tour.
But at this time, you know, and Andrew and I are friends, yes, but it isn't like we've spent as much time as you and he have. But sitting there, and also these tickets were, I think I gave him a free ticket. So he's probably like, what do I give a shit?
Yeah.
But I was so into it that I was kind of like, I want him to have fun. But also, if this isn't his thing, you get to a certain age where you stop caring so much.
Yeah,
but
I
think there is an element, and I do this at home, and I do it with my daughter, which I hate that I'm like this. But I'm such in this mindset of hosting and wanting to make sure people are having fun that I almost can't stop even checking in and be like, is everything good? It almost starts to ruin. If they are having fun, it's almost like, I am having fun. If you shut the fuck up.
Three
but
times.
I'm like, I can't. Yeah. I can't stop because I want to make sure you got what you need.
Great
and
movie, right?
It.
You see that?
Yeah. I think I've gone to one concert. It was a Fish concert. Went by myself randomly at a show in Chicago. Got there the night before. Uh-huh. Saw Fish was playing. Yep. I was like, Wrigley Field? I'm going to buy a field ticket. I'm going to go on Wrigley Field. That'll probably never happen again.
Oh, I take it back. I've been to two. You just reminded me of the other one.
And
sorry.
I just went down there. And I was like, oh, this is great. If I want to go to the bathroom, I should go to the bathroom.
Whatever
I don't have to, hey, let's meet up
want.
Over no. it. I don't have to, there's no plan.
Disagree over
and you know
food,
what ends up happening?
Nothing.
I left. I didn't even watch the whole
that's
concert.
It, that's it.
I left when I was ready to go, and I was like, I got it.
And you know what ends up happening? You go to a concert with someone, and if you get way into it or whatever, you're hoping you share the same vibe. When you go alone, you just remind me of this. I went and saw Garth Brooks by myself at Yankee Stadium. I was in New York a night early. What happens when you go alone? You find the other people in your vibe.
Yes.
Because they're in that vibe. Like you're not anchored to anyone else's experience. You can roll out of those people's vibe if you want. Because like My Morning Jacket is a very, kind of jam bandy, and I could just fucking get way into the music without any, like, you good? Like, who gives a shit?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You've been a lot.
Yeah. I've been like at least half a dozen by myself for sure. And sporting events too, because when I moved out here at first, I knew no one, but I still wanted to go see the Orioles play the Angels. Yeah. And once I got to see him play the Dodgers, but I would always go by myself because who the fuck else is, I don't know anyone's an Oriole fan.
Yeah.
You know, either you love baseball or you're a fan of the team I'm going to see or you don't go. Yeah. But I have fans all the time. Like, I want to come to shows, but I know you've had them. Like, but I'm like, come by yourself.
Come by yourself.
Come by, Night Pants Nation Tour. Come solo if you want. Tickets on Ryan.
Well, anyone who doesn't, I think they're unaware how much fun they're actually going to have by themselves because you don't.
That's it. Think
realize,
what you're missing.
Think there's so many times, and I thought about this growing up when this was first sort of introduced as a thing where people were like, well, I would never go out to eat by myself. I would never go to a movie by myself. And you sort of, as a kid, you were like, well, yeah, because you want to have fun with your friends. But when you get older, you realize how fun that actually is to be like at a comedy club going, yeah, I sit here and I have no apprehension about
nothing.
What I'm laughing about or feeling weird that I'm laughing about it because other people are also laughing. I'm not on a date going, well, do we find the same things funny or with my parents or do I feel awkward? This sex joke is taking place and they're laughing and I'm laughing.
But also you are guaranteed, especially with the vibes of our audiences, our fan bases, you're guaranteed to be in a room with on some like core level, like fundamental people
like
who have a shared. Yes.
Yeah.
Like the feasters, feasters who made friends, the honeydew people, the pen pals, like the people, like you're probably going to sit next to somebody that even if it was only in the context of sitting in those seats, it was like good to be around them. And who knows, maybe you end up talking in the parking lot afterwards and go get a drink. It's also just a good, you are going to be with other people that there's a decent, better than decent chance that you're going to be like, oh, I could talk to them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. But to go back to this, do you guys have any social norms where you said, screw
the beds.
It, I'm going to do what works for me? I don't know that I feel like I kind of live like we all left homes and yeah, I feel like I for a lot say, of our well, social like that people are like, what are you doing? Well, you're leaving?
If you're going to really strip all this down and break it away, like what we do is a very selfish thing.
Yes.
It's a very selfish thing. It's us. And even stand up is not like, I think it's why we get excited. At least I know I get excited to do podcasts, go to festivals, because comedy is a solo sport. It's like tennis. You're out there by yourself. We only run into each other if we're on the same show in town or a festival, like, you know, whatever.
I run into more people across the country that I live in the same city.
Or traveling. Right. You'll see people traveling. Airport, like, where are you going? Atlanta. I'm going here. I'm going. Yeah, exactly.
Walking
exactly.
through Atlanta.
So, you know, I think what we do is selfish. And then, yeah, it is not normal. It's not normal to want to have a hunger to get up in front of thousands of strangers and then bare your soul and make them laugh. That's not normal. What we do is not normal. Although we have normalized it in our lives.
Right.
That shit's not normal. I tell my daughter that all the time. Like, this is, like, I had a guy the other night, we're walking at the promenade. This younger kid's like, are you Ryan Sickler? Mickey? He's like, can I get a picture? And my daughter's just like,
because we're starting to get old enough to like clock it.
And after we're done, she's like, isn't that weird? I go, listen, it is weird. That is not
Is that the first time
normal.
That she's witnessed that moment?
Okay. It's a few times, but now she's six, almost seven, and she's starting to be like,
That's a stranger.
We don't know that person. Who the fuck was that?
Right.
You know? Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, it's not, I don't care how many times you ever see that shit's not normal.
Oh, it's not normal. Yeah. The amount of times it's happened to you throughout your career, you're still like, okay. Because in your mind, you're like, I mean, if you think there's some value in that picture, which to them there is.
I say all the time, I'll sign that if you want to make it worth less. If you want to devalue your shit, I'll put my...
So interesting, because we're on the inside of it, that when someone sees you, they're like, that guy doesn't know how good he's made me feel. Or that guy doesn't know that he has said a very vulnerable thing that he's unaware made me go, oh, I'm not alone, or I'm not weird, or something. And, and I know that that person comes up, and I know that we've all had that same moment where someone said, man, I was in a dark place. And we get letters that are like that, where people just tell you this thing. And while you do understand it, because we, as fans of comedy, have also had those moments.
For sure.
But I think when someone comes up to you, there's never a part of you that is like, oh, you like, I'm very special to you. And to me, I'm just me. So when you want this picture,
trust me,
I think it's so bizarre. You're grateful for it. You're like, wow, that's awesome. But I can't see me the way that you do.
Yes.
Like if Richard Pryor, I mean, obviously you're not going to see him. But if you did at that time, you go, holy fuck. And he would be like, what? He'd be like, you look, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't think of anything other than, I mean, but, you know, growing up in Rochelle, Illinois, when you're like, I'm going to move to LA, was very much people like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah.
So that was like a social norm that I bucked. But
and you still don't know. Still don't have an answer to that question.
I'm working on it. It's all a sham. But I think, like, no matter, I just love this letter too, because it's like, here's what works for us. And that's all that has
that's
to
it.
That's the threshold. Does it work for the two of you? Are you hurting anybody else? Are you hurting each other? Are you healthy? Are you happy? And if it's like, no, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Then great. Then like social norms are like, I think for a lot of times they're just for dumb people who like, they've got to be told what to do. Otherwise they would just have no idea.
Yeah.
But if you are in tune with enough of like what gives you your healthiest and happiest life, and it's consensual and works for everybody.
Have at it.
Yeah. Well, I would say
there are people who would judge them. I guarantee there are people who would judge them. They found out they sleep in separate rooms. They would think there's something wrong in their marriage. Whereas what they don't understand is that is the most right version.
My third wife and I, we sleep in the bed together every night.
And it works.
And that's how I know.
You're like, whoa, Brian. Whoa.
In off of what you said, I think the people that like,
she keeps my ass up all night, and that's how I know we love each other. Infowars.com.
I would say people who need social norms, I don't necessarily think they're dumb people. Here's what I think is dumb people. People who need social norms and use social norms and think people who don't are crazy.
Yeah, and that's everyone has to live
because if you want the social norm,
rule.
Go ahead and do it.
Right. I agree
Guys,
with that too.
Daniel still worships the Cheesecake Factory, and that will never end. And someone's going,
brown
Daniel,
bread,
have you ever heard of other restaurants? And he's like, I have. I've heard of other restaurants.
I've been to them. They all fall short of the glory of the Cheesecake
Factory. They don't do it for me. But the people who go, I don't go to Cheesecake Factory, Daniel's sitting here going, I get it. Yeah, it's not for everybody.
You know what I say?
And you know what? Great. That means I get a table faster.
I get that buzzer goes off. That buzzer goes off faster, motherfucker.
My buzzer goes off so much faster because you don't want to eat here.
Because you don't get it.
You don't get
the five cheese.
You don't get
this
fucking giant menu, novel of a menu. That's my issue. The menu's too big.
No,
it's not.
Just know what you want. The world's too big. Know what you want.
Get the fettuccine. You know it. You know you want that. I got to say, Allison, this was a fantastic letter. You and your husband, whatever you're doing, if it's Daniel said it right. If it's right for you, then it's right. So just do it. And if you're not hurting yourselves and other people, then what are you going to do? You got to do what works for you. So keep doing that. And well, you know, we wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Rory Scovel,
Daniel Van Kirk,
and Ryan Sickler.
And we're back. You might have heard me mention it in the top of the show or in those ads there, but go to danielvankirk.com to see me. I'm doing High Plains Comedy Festival in the middle of September. Actually, when this comes out right now, I should still be in my first run. So let me take a guess here. That would probably put me somewhere in the like Louisville, Nashville, Cleveland, Cincinnati realm. And what? And Kansas City. Ooh, Lissa with the assist. John Stockton of my life right there. So go to danielvankirk.com. I would love to hang out with you. And there's a whole bunch of more dates on there as well. So many tickets are for sale for you.
And if any of our listeners, please go to roryscovel.com and just tell me, what would you do? It's not a good website. So just what would you change?
I love you, but I do not want us to get letters about how you should upgrade your website.
You're about to get flooded with
unprovoked,
shit.
Unprovoked, I already get them. And they're all right. They're all correct. It's not great.
Before we go, Ryan, so you kind of get letters. You have the Honeydew with Y'all,
yeah,
which is your Patreon, only $5 a month. We have one as well, the Palpatench, only $5 a month. People can get in for that too. But you... you do a show with someone who has they're not a comic
at all. They send in their emails, the Honeydew with Y'all, and I do the Honeydew with Y'all. So I
Honeydew with Y'all at gmail.com?
No, it's just said your, if you have a story that you think needs to be heard, submit it at honeydewpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay. But
it's $5 a month. You get the entire back catalog. You get the Honeydew a day early, ad free. If you sign up for a year, you get over a month free.
You post those clips, and sometimes just even the clip, I'm like, that's the show.
The clip of the
clips
last
are so
one,
great.
This girl was 10 years old, moved to Oregon with her family and stepfather. The stepfather starts doing heroin and drinking, and one day
wants that new life.
Yep, drops his kids off at elementary school, poses an undercover cop, kidnaps a 14-year-old boy, takes him to a cemetery where his brother is buried.
Right.
Ties him to a fence.
Why are you stopping him? I have to know where this goes.
Defecates on his own brother's headstone, is screaming at the kid, where are the drugs? Where are the drugs? The kid's 14. He's big enough.
Tied to a tree.
He gets a fence. He gets free. He leaves. Stepdad goes and picks his children up at elementary school like nothing has happened. They go home. The family's in the kitchen. And he's sleeping. He's tired. He's a long day.
You're kidnapping.
His to-do list was
you
insane.
Are holding somebody hostage. You're shitting onto your brother's graves. But you had just to go through the undercover cop procedure.
Do you know what it takes to just shit in front of like someone who can only hear you shitting, let alone watching you shit? That's hard to do.
To be able to put your shit where you want it.
So
that's incredible.
Not done yet. They're watching TV.
He's taking a
nap. The police kick in their door, guns drawn, their children. They start holding up a picture, screaming, asking for this man. And they're like, we don't know that man. And then they hold up a picture and they're like, okay, well, that's our stepdad, but we don't know him by the name you're calling him.
Oh, yeah.
They go get him. They drag him out. And a few hours later that night, they're sitting home watching the news and they turn the channel and there's a reenactment of what the day's events. And I'm like, where are they getting this cast and crew so fast? Reenactment.
Yeah.
And they're watching their own reenactment.
Also, can I just say,
is that SAG or are those people SAG after?
That's
equity. They stay ready. You know what I mean?
Can we also just say, like,
Don't say cops don't go after other cops, because they went after that motherfucker.
They sure did.
Don't say cops don't go after fake cops, because they do. They really do.
I've talked to a girl with two vaginas. I've talked to a girl. Wait,
they found out their dad, this stepdad, was just a crazy lunatic guy. Crazy. How long was he a part of their lives?
Long enough.
Even after that, they let the guy out of prison.
No.
Prison, they do.
No.
And then her mom's also, something happens with her mom. That's a rough childhood. Yeah, her mom goes to jail. And the state allows the stepdad watch the kids. Okay. I'm not kidding.
All right.
Those are the promos. And I'm like, they just let a man who kidnapped a child and beat him and tortured him,
who's
fresh out of prison, watch the kids. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
All right. That's cool. Let him be a chaperone.
I mean, what do you hear the kid?
A guy in a bad drug deal.
Can we have Dunkaroos?
Had somebody's brains blown all over his face. Like the guy, he's standing behind you and you get a bullet through your head and your brain's blowing my face.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to a dude who died.
Can I just say your Patreon is way different than ours?
It's fantastic. I love my job.
All right, we've got a follow up to the person whose cat had fleas.
I'm putting the time in. I promise. Yeah, guys.
That cat flea thing was the most R-rated we've ever been.
That was wild. I had to sit down. Sit down, and I was sitting down.
I have people tell me and I'm just like, huh.
You're what? Like, you know what I always, with? You know what, this is not your Patreon, but I always, you ever see the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia?
I was just thinking about that on the
when
way
the guy
over
tells
here.
A story of putting his face back on.
Oh, God, dude.
That makes me think of the Honeydew with Y'all.
Oh,
is someone telling
I got to get a hold of one of the whites.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? When that woman
goes,
have
on.
You seen it? You've seen it. That's seen your people. It, yeah, that's your people.
That's my people.
When that woman goes,
mountain
when
town
that woman
folk.
Goes, at a bar, you always order a bottle because you might have to break that son of a bitch and start stabbing people. I was like, you are living on the edge.
Yeah. You're not hanging out at neutral places.
I've been to that bar. I've been to Paul, West
she
Virginia.
She was wearing Night Pants Nations. She was wearing them when she told probably. That story. Okay, should we go to the second
thing? That is remarkable.
Okay, here we go. Oh, man, that was a ride. Right, ready for this? Here we go. Howdy, pen pals. What Olympic sport do each of you think you could play and have the best chance to earn a medal? I would have zero chance on any of the summer games, but I think I could score one basket in the 3-on-3 basketball. We'll come back to that. I'm glad Rory and Dan are part of Team Coco Network. Dan, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Nashville on August 20th. Thank you, Rory. I loved Live Live Without Fear, the special, and hope to see you on the road again soon. Your pen pal, Michael Jones in Huntsville, Alabama. You can read my email, say my name, etc. Love you guys. Okay.
Oh, man.
I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
You can't meddle in anything. There's nothing you could meddle in.
Yes, there is.
Well, we do. Don't say
we
curling.
Do know
yeah,
that.
Of course.
You are not. They would kick your ass.
Not
in
if
curling.
I was properly trained. I don't want you saying I just walk
okay,
off
are
the
we,
court.
Are we saying walk on
well,
or are
what's
we saying
he
train?
Saying? It's his
he just
letter.
Said, could you meddle?
I would need to train in order to meddle.
Well, if we're going to train,
and then I feel like I could.
If we're going to train, I'll take the uneven bars.
You don't think you could?
I'm going to take the uneven bars. We're training.
Give me the pommel horse, goddamn.
You think with training you can just do men's gymnastics? Like, wait, you know what that takes? You got to start at 4.
The rings.
I'm gonna shave the rings.
I'm gonna shave 8 inches off my height.
Let me support my entire body weight.
This is the problem about the Olympics. And I've said this before.
You know how many sentences this year have started with, this is the problem with the Olympics?
No.
Yeah, right.
When something looks easy, it is equally opposite hard.
Yeah.
The Olympics, figure skating, sure. The rings, it's because they are so fucking good. Most people don't understand. They watch the rings like, okay, I couldn't do all those moves. You couldn't pull yourself up.
You couldn't.
Just the no. pull
you
up.
You couldn't.
You would
you
be
couldn't.
Like, I'm out.
There's
I'm
no
out.
Chance.
That's the intro
yes.
thing.
You, know? You couldn't even hang on the uneven bar to start your rotation.
I will go one step further. You couldn't pull yourself up on the rings, and that's even with someone motivating by going, if you don't, I shoot you. Right. You still.
I'm not trying to jump up to get him. I'm not trying to jump up to get him.
If you don't, I shoot this kid tied to this fence.
And you're like, well, just, you're going to have to do it.
As soon as I'm done shitting on this headstone.
You're going to just have to do it because I cannot get myself up there. There's no way.
Well, like, okay, so this, like, okay, Michael says, I think I can make a basket in 3-on-3. You are playing Olympians. You could not make.
I didn't know they did 3-on-3.
Yeah, they did.
That's real.
Do you know also they did in this?
That's Ice Cube's league, isn't it?
Yes.
It's an Olympic.
In this summer Olympics, they did speed climbing, like wall speed climbing. Sure. I was like, you can't. First of all, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
You might have done it too. Well, I'm sure you've played golf at court?
No.
Okay. Great, and I talked to him about
golf.
I've talked to him about this. I've talked to you about this. You think you know how to play golf? Stand next to the tee box when a pro golfer.
Oh, of course.
Or even Rory always talks about this. Fuck driving. Stand next to a pro golfer at 100 yards out.
Yeah.
And watch their shot. You couldn't.
It's truly beautiful, to be honest. Watching pro golfers, if you're interested in golf, yes, and you've played enough to know how hard the sport is.
Or if you're just interested in anyone being amazing, yeah, it's one thing.
Because when you do, I will say, when you watch on TV, if you aren't a golfer, if you haven't played golf, right, when people go golf is boring, it's because you actually cannot, to no fault of your own, you cannot gauge how difficult the thing is they're doing, right, you don't understand it. But right, if you play, you go, well, the fact that Tiger hits it dead center 330 yards is a crazy hard thing,
sure,
to do.
Yes. But also, what's the fastest pitch you've ever taken? Don't count the ones when I was giving
you
that
hit.
Yeah. No, that you've ever just taken. I tell people this. I go, people are like, oh, I think I could get in the batter's box. Bullshit. You
I
got
hit 80 just a couple months ago with my
decent
stepson.
But you get up to 92.
No warm-ups, no nothing.
That's at the cage?
You're not also, even moving. Yeah. You're
that's,
not even
listen,
that's you're not
the
even
max
moving
in the cage.
There's 90. I've seen 90.
You have? Yeah. 80 at the public when I went to
90
it. 90
if you go,
it,
you know, sort of off the grid.
But what it took me for, yeah, it's this little Dominican after kid out there who's 9 years old just fucking throwing an 80-mile-an-hour, 88 slider.
I give you five pitches. All right, here we go. Brody got 88 on the gun, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah. But hearing it, it takes me. I watch a few first. I watch them.
You have to,
because they just, you just hear it just goes, and you're like, yeah, God damn! And then you got to figure out where to stand. Mm-hmm. And then the next step I do is I just take my bat and I hold it there and bunt for a while so I can see where it is, and then I start, yeah, swinging and I get them.
Yeah,
really? Mm-hmm. That's
80. I don't think I could. I don't even think I could foul tip 90 plus.
That's my point.
Yeah, I don't think I could even foul
isn't
tip
it
that.
Like truly watching baseball, something you've watched your whole life.
Yeah,
you're like, okay, but when you actually go, what would it be like to be in that batter's box? It would be terrifying.
Terrifying.
When you see someone take a pitch, get hit by a pitch, you're like, and God bless them, the male ego has to pretend as though it doesn't hurt. All your thing is like, you're devastated,
yeah,
inside.
Yeah, everything
Niagara
inside.
Niagara Falls is happening. Yeah.
Reverse crying.
You're reverse crying.
It's in your mouth. And it's coming out your mouth.
Sweating.
That's why you're spitting a lot. You're acting like it's tobacco.
Tears.
Those are tears you're spitting.
It's insane. I once read somewhere that it's supposed to be scientifically impossible for you to hit a pitch from, what is the mound, 90 feet away? Uh-huh. At over 100 miles. You're not supposed to be able to swing a bat fast enough
timing
to
wise
hit a 100-plus mile-an-hour pitch. Mm-hmm. Fucking touch it, let alone put it in the fucking stand. That's
decide,
the other thing.
Decide where you're going to
muscle.
Which is why sidestep. Which is why I sidestep.
It's insane.
Roids or no roids, Barry Bonds, greatest baseball player of all. At least hitter. Unreal.
Yes, he was.
Do. Unreal. Now, okay. So as far as Olympic sports.
Curling.
Somebody, I saw a tweet. Goes.
Curling. I could medal on a curling team. Not myself. I'll be part of the team.
Now, yes. Now I'm more. Now I'm
you
more.
Are full.
I
feel the that fucking more thing you on
are
the ice. Full.
Look at Lissa shaking her head at your ass.
I could.
You are full of shit.
You said
shit.
Metal. I feel like I could be on
a
bronze
team. I said metal.
Team.
You're top
I
three.
Like I could be on
you're
honestly, I'm getting behind this.
Yeah.
You
I
are full of shit.
Could get a
Why do I sort of think we could do it?
Curling is all about the
I
fucking,
love you too, but I
and
guarantee
you guys are out I'm, there brushing. You got to get out there and brush.
You know what throws the system? The throws the system is the three of us, we're in the Olympics. Everyone, you know, there's the skill, there's the right brushing. But we show up and we go, yeah, we don't do the brushing.
Nah,
and Ryan
we don't
just takes it and bowls at full speed.
No.
We would end up winning because other teams would go, we don't even know how to compete with this because right, they're not playing the way you're supposed to play.
I love you. I beat you in bocce. And I guarantee I love both of you. I am better at both of you than cornhole.
But
we would not even sniff bronze in curling.
If you're naming other sports
that take the same.
We're talking curling.
I know.
With training, with Olympic training, like the other teams.
How long do we get to train?
Anyone else gets.
But their whole lives. How long do we get? Do we get 2 years?
If it's.
I'm not training for 2 years.
Well, this is why you won't medal.
That's why you're not going to medal.
That's why I'm not.
That's why you're off the team.
Brian and I got something to tell you. You're off the team.
You won't come to practice.
Give us your brush, Brack. God
what
damn
are we
it.
Doing to practice? Imagine they're like working out and stuff. You're like, you don't got to do all that. What are you stretching?
You don't
why
have stretching? To do
you
shit.
You have to stretch.
Curling
you
know is a sport where you watch you go, why are you stretching?
Rory, do you know how low they
feel
have
like
to
it's
get?
Detrimental to stretch.
Do you know how
curling.
Low they get to the ice? You two are fools. And I love you.
You too.
I could curl. I could medal in a bronze curl team
you
with proper training.
I
honestly, I'm going to back that.
From the bench. From the bench, you're right. From the bench, your ass could gold. You could gold from the bench.
Okay, so your answer is there's no chance.
Somebody said this.
But let's say you can. I just want to know what sport you think you'd have the best chance
right. I get to train.
Yeah, yes. Of course. Like every shot? Other Olympic athlete.
Of course, none of us outside of Ryan at curling are going to medal. But what would you, if you were going to medal, what is that sport you think you have the best shot at it?
And we're talking now, or I could have done this, I could have devoted my life to
also,
it.
Also, I want to throw in.
Because I think if I had devoted my life to
go
swimming,
winter or summer. Yeah,
Adam, of course.
It's still, yeah.
You know what?
I'm in the Spring Olympics. That one, I feel like I can medal in the Spring
that
Olympics.
That one where you shoot the autumn. Where you shoot the rifle. The skiing and the shooting the rifle, I think I could have.
That is
skiing?
So hard.
Oh, get the fuck. You know how much that is to ski and you'll shoot yourself.
Hold on.
He's
talking about meddling in ice bowling and you're like, no way. But then it goes to
We're
you and you're
about
like,
training.
I think I could skis on with an automatic machine gun and see if I could accurately do that.
I think I could ski and shoot a gun.
We're talking about training. Y'all, we're talking about training. We're talking about training.
I'm going
right now.
The easiest one.
Here. Y'all talking about walking. I'm talking about training.
Truly, honestly, I thought, what could you medal in? And I just was so curious, and I would have never guessed that you go, I think I could do the skiing and shooting thing.
No, that's so hard.
Do you shoot?
I shoot.
You
I've
a good shot?
I'm a very good shot. I am too. I'll show you a video of me shooting clay pigeons on my phone when we're done.
I would love it.
I'm pretty fucking good. Never.
That's what makes that answer even better.
Never.
He's never even seen how icy the ice is.
No.
If you gave me 4 years, I don't think I could. I was going to say deadlifting, but I don't think I could. Yeah. I've got a good, really good frame for that. But
you're talking about world athletes.
Aren't you when you talk about curling?
Yeah, but we're just got to push. All you got to do is push.
You're throwing push at me, babes. I'm talking about Olympics.
All you got to do is shove the motherfucker.
All you got to do is push and sweep. Push and sweep.
That's literally
you
it.
You too.
Hashtag push and sweep.
We are going to get angry Canadian letters.
I'll tell
and
you
I,
what.
I'm here for it. And honestly, I will agree with them.
Wait, I've been repping athletes on the Honeydew with the NCAA is allowing that. So I have a rule, no Division I. I've been hit up by the center from Tennessee. Nope, you're Division I. I might
what
bend
do you mean
the rule.
Repping?
I'm sponsoring them. I give them a Honeydew package. They take my I currently have a pitcher, a D2 pitcher from Seton Hill, not to be confused with Seton
Hall. What
are
you, Last Chance You?
I have a cowboy. I have a professional bull rider. I have a big wave surfer, and I have a bow fisherman, and they're all top notch at their game. But none of them are D1.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
No, so I'm gonna flex my rules and bend a little bit. If you're a walk on D1, then I'll fucking rep. But if you got a full ride, I don't know. Go get rep by somebody else.
Okay, so
I want a curler is what I'm getting at. I want to rep a curler.
And I want to know, can I medal?
And they and you know
get
what?
Me
every
in.
Every curler who hears this feels respected by you.
Every the curling community.
Wait, if you,
here's what every curler listening right now, they're like, well, I don't like what he's saying about curling, but I will listen to some of those stepdad stories on his Patreon.
Also, there can't be many people who've meddled in curling. You know, you only get 3 medals every
about to
fucking,
be you two.
So let's go.
Wait, what would you try? Golf?
I don't
you
know.
Want golf? You
I
mean, want golf?
I want golf.
Yes. Yes.
It is?
Yes.
I want golf.
You want golf.
I mean, there's honestly,
how about
there's none.
Golf,
you're right to say there's none.
Winter.
Winter golf?
Winter golf.
That's when I have my best
people
shot.
Do that.
That's when I get my best chance. We've evened the playing field.
You can't find your golf. Right?
Golf, I get my hand. You know, even with my handicap, there's no chance.
Do you think you could just learn to skate enough to be an enforcer on a hockey team?
No.
They're just sending you out there to get a penalty.
I couldn't do that.
You can't check somebody.
Hockey doesn't get. I'm not a. I couldn't. I mean, you can't skate backwards.
No, I would be horrible. I wouldn't. Give
I'd be the guy that would.
Get,
I would. I wouldn't be a. I'm not skilled enough to be the enforcer, but I could definitely trip and get in your way. You know what I mean? Like, just disrupt.
Here's why I think I don't agree. Because I think the moment you get on the ice and the other team sees how you skate, they go, well, that'll be the easiest guy to avoid. That's like having a guy in the box, but he gets to keep skating.
Sure, I'm just falling out there.
I can't remember the comic, so I feel bad, but they said, hey, if we're going to keep having empty lanes on these like heats for swimming, pull some people off the street so that we get a perspective of what this would look like for a normal person trying to
That'd
swim.
Be awesome.
I gotta look up this Instagram I found it makes me laugh so hard. The gist of it was that someone was like, I think the Olympics should not be like this voluntary thing.
Oh, I saw it too.
People should just get a letter in the mail, and you find out what sport you're doing.
And we find out.
You have to go do it. And he was like, "How much fun would that be?" And I was like, "I would watch every event.
Yeah.
I would be fascinated by every event." It's just Ryan Sickler from Maryland, and you're just curling. Like, does he know how to curl? You're like,
I'm
running.
I'm hurdles. I got to do hurdles.
And they're like,
everything.
What do you think your chances are? And you're like, I don't even know the rules. Are we doing a full lap? Is it just a little bit? Like, when do we stop? Like, no one knows.
You don't even need to train. You don't need to leave your family.
You're not allowed to train.
We just need you to be here for this week.
I'd watch every sport.
That would change.
Yeah. You have to go out and do like a floor routine.
Man, I should do the Honeydew Olympics and make it the opposite like that.
Yeah.
Like you just get drafted. Like it's your military. You don't the military.
Yeah. You have to do it. Whatever you get. Yeah. Ping pong.
Like, you're all right, you're doing ping javelin, pong. Guys. I'm like, God, all right. Yeah. All right.
Throwing a javelin. I saw a TikTok and the guy said he got on a treadmill and he put his pace to the same of the people running like the mile or something. It was way longer. Cause he said, I can keep this pace. And he was pretty fit. He goes, I can keep this pace for 30 seconds. They're going to keep that pace for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's like, you can't even comprehend.
It's bizarre
where they're at.
That's like that one Marine who did like a plank for 8 hours, like set the world record for planking. And he did 8 hours.
That's another thing people see. And they're like, that looks so easy. Do it for a minute. Do it for 1 minute. And then
I thought of with the shot put. I was like, just think when that dude was little, that dude's dad taught him that's how you throw a ball. You do a circle and you just push it. And it's all because that dad didn't really play sports. And he's like, no, that's what you put those.
He's over there drinking. Just spin around.
Spin around and toss it from your chin.
Right. The last thing I was going to say about this is Michael thinking he could score one basket in 3-on-3. A lot of people think I can shoot a basketball. And I would say, I believe you. I believe that you might even be good enough to put it in with a little bit of range. What you don't understand and you aren't thinking of is a professional basketball player locking you up.
Yes.
That you, it's the defense. You have never, and I have never either. I'm just maybe a little bit better at imagining that you have never had a true, even D1 defensive basketball player just lock you up.
But also none of us have come from the background where the standard normal point guard size is 6'7".
Yeah,
we all come from the background where the point guard, well, he's like 5'9".
Yeah, he's me right now. Yeah. Not 6'7".
Six, seven. And that dude's skills. The shortest dude on the team. Right. And that's the point guard.
Yeah.
I love this letter. I love having you on here too.
Thank you.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you so much.
You're a pen pal now.
I love it.
You're in it. You're in it with us now.
Thanks so much for this, Michael. You can't medal in anything. These two just took home the silver. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you, man. It's been a long 4 years.
I'm the team manager on that curling squad, so I get a medal too. I have an answer. I could caddy at golf if they ever decide to get
there. You go.
Medals.
There you go.
I could caddy.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We wish you well. Sincerely, your pen pals, Daniel Van Kirk,
Rory Scovel,
and Ryan Sickler.
Boom.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.